Welcome to Making Hope, a podcast about making hope for the present and future through local and state policy change. I'm your host, Kimberly Dudick, and I'm excited to work with you to take action and fight against inequality. This season, we're focusing on what you can do to fight for reproductive justice and abortion access. Cities and counties can act to protect abortion access because many times local particular factors can affect whether abortions are safe and legal. Local officials can prioritize reproductive justice and implement local policies to help, and this can occur even in red states that attempt to ban legal abortions. Only legal abortions will stop. Abortions will not stop. Only safe legal abortions will. For states that are considered pro-choice or where abortion is accessible, local policies provide an opportunity to protect and expand abortion access for others. This access may prove essential for those from out of state who come to that state solely to seek abortion care. And for states that are restricting access to abortions, opportunities for action still exist at the local level in your city and county to protect abortion access or reproductive rights. Cities and counties have different elected officials than those that have a power at a statewide level. We can work with those elected officials to create the communities we want to see, those that fully support reproductive rights. On the last episode, we talked about how to use data management at a city and county level to help protect reproductive rights. Not something you typically think about when you're working to protect abortion access, but it matters. Check out the last episode to hear more. On this episode, we're going to talk about how we can use the offices of city attorney and county attorney to further protect reproductive rights. In Montana, we have city and county attorneys. In other states, these individuals may go by other terms, such as the county attorney may be called the district attorney. But in Montana, we have city attorneys for cities and county attorneys for counties. To give you an idea of what a county attorney is, in 45 states, county attorneys are elected officials. That means they're elected by the voters. A county attorney is an elected official in Montana in most counties. However, in some counties, the county attorney is appointed, not elected. In Montana, they're elected for a term of 4 years, and in their position, they represent both their county in legal proceedings and the state of Montana within their county. A county attorney has certain duties they must fulfill. They're responsible for prosecuting all felony crimes that occur in their county. They also prosecute all misdemeanor crimes occurring within their county but outside the city limits of any city in that county. The county attorney is also responsible for prosecuting and defending all civil claims against or for the county. Montana has 56 counties. Each county has a county attorney. Some counties have the same county attorney, so they share them. Depends on the size of the county. These attorneys may be full-time or part-time, depending on how large the population of the county is. And if a county is large, the county attorney may also have deputy county attorneys who work for them and help perform the duties of the county attorney's office. A city attorney is different from a county attorney. All cities may not have a city attorney, depending on the size and government structure of the city. City attorneys are not elected. They are appointed by the mayor and then approved by the city council. Their term is typically 2 years, but frequently they serve many years, not just 2 years. The city attorney represents the city in city court, also called municipal court, and they prosecute cases on behalf of the city. They can appear in other courts if necessary, too. The city attorney prosecutes misdemeanor crimes, so those that aren't as extreme as a felony, that occur within the city. They provide legal advice to the mayor, city council, and they draft contracts and city ordinances for the government of the city and perform other duties the city council requires. So those are the two attorney offices that can be useful for protecting reproductive rights. In anti-choice states that are attempting to criminalize and ban abortion, opportunities exist for these offices to help in the fight. In cases where the state has passed laws criminalizing women for having abortions or even for having a miscarriage, the county, district, and city attorney can decline to prosecute criminal cases involving abortion-related crimes for individuals. The attorney can decline to prosecute cases involving doctors involved with this care or those who assist others in obtaining an abortion. They can also decline to prosecute any cases involving contraception or pregnancies terminated by medication. The attorneys have what is called prosecutorial discretion. This means that they have discretion and independence in deciding what to prosecute and pursue criminally. This can occur in states that have banned abortions. However, some states are trying to expand the reach of government even more and interfere with this prosecutorial discretion. Some states have laws that allow state officials to override local prosecutors' decisions, such as in Alabama, Arizona, Florida, and Michigan. But in Montana, where we're located, county attorneys and city attorneys do have prosecutorial discretion. Local prosecutors can make a statement and clearly draw the line that they will not partake in criminalizing abortion. What happens after that depends on the individual laws of the state. If you want to start working on this issue and have local prosecutors make a clear statement that they will not partake in actions that criminalize abortion, here's what you need to do. First, sit down and write out what you would like to see changed and with whom. Find out who your county or city attorney is. Find their contact information. It is all easily accessible online. Send an email or make a call to them. Talk to them about what you want to see them do. Do the same thing for your local elected officials. Find the contact information for the mayor, city council, county commissioners, and talk about what you want to see them do. If you don't want to talk to them, or you can just send an email to them if you don't want to talk with them. You can also do more in your personal sphere of influence. Talk to others about your thoughts. And build your team to advocate for these changes. You don't have to do it alone. Post online about what you would like to see happen. Write into your local paper and share your thoughts there. What we've talked about today is one step you can take to help protect the fundamental right to obtain an abortion. With all the bad news we hear about taking away this fundamental right, we need to focus on what steps, no matter how small, we can take to fight for our rights. We're not powerless to stop the total rollback of reproductive freedom. It is time for us to act and push for the policies that will protect these rights. Thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for the next episode to learn more ways you can act to protect reproductive rights. This podcast is a tool for you to use in the fight for reproductive freedom, abortion access, and gender equity. We will give you ideas, and you can take those ideas and put them into action. Together, we can lead this fight and make a better future for us and future generations. You have the power, and until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We're in this together. Every step forward is a step in the right direction. Working together, we can move mountains.